咱今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第四章第一到第三十四节。Our scripture reading for today is found in 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 34. Solomon swore to the king of the Israelites, his name is Solomon, 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 his name is Solomon,比拿亚做元帅，撒多甲阿比亚他做祭司长，拿单的囝阿撒尼亚做总理长，王的朋友拿单的囝撒伯德做领袖，阿希撒做家长，阿比带的囝阿多尼兰掌管福库的人。所罗门第一系列全队入了十二个官吏。予因供给王甲王厝内的食物，每年逐人供给一个日。因的名记伫下面，伫伊发连山地有便何尼，伫马加斯沙宾别士别，伊论别克南有便地甲，伫阿多别有便提色，伊管理苏果甲提弗全队，伫多尼山岗有便阿比纳达。伊娶了所罗门的查某仔塔法为妻，伫塔拉甲米杰多边靠近撒拉塔那，以色列下面的伯善全队，对伯善到阿伯利何拉，直到约念的外面，有阿希律的囝巴拿。伫基列的大伯有边基别，伫管理伫基列的马拿西子孙。该尼的声音，巴山的阿尼哥别队的大声，六十座拢有声唱甲动喘。伫马哈念有约多的囝阿希纳达，伫拿弗他利有哈米马斯，伊也娶了所罗门的一个查某仔巴士沃为妻。伫阿谢甲阿洛有何塞的囝巴拿。伫伊撒加有别罗亚的囝约沙法，伫边亚敏有伊拉的囝西梅，伫基列底就是从前属阿摩利王西宏甲巴山王恶的所在，有俄里的囝基别伊一人管理。犹太人甲以色列人亲像海边的沙，遐尼多，拢食啉快乐。所罗门统管诸国。对大河到腓尼基地，直到埃及的边界。所罗门在世日子，全国拢进贡服作祭仪。所罗门逐日所用的食米，细米三十个呢，粗米六十个呢，肥牛十只，草场的牛二十只，羊一百只，各有鹿、羚羊、豹的，并肥禽。所罗门管理大河西边的诸王，甲对提弗撒直到加撒的全队，四境尽拢平安。所罗门伫在世的日子，对但到别士巴的犹太人甲以色列人，拢伫家己的葡萄树下面，甲无花果树下面安然徛起。所罗门有拖车的马四万。各有马兵一万两千，迄十二个官吏各按各格供给所罗门王，并一切甲上多的人的食米，一无所缺。将人各按各分，将羊马甲快马的大马甲大草送到官吏遐。上帝赐予所罗门极大的智慧、聪明甲广大的心。亲像海沙无通接壤，所罗门的智慧超过东方人甲埃及人的一切智慧，伊的智慧赢过万人，赢过伊斯拉人伊贪，并马虎的囝希曼甲各达代的智慧，伊的名声传扬第四位的列国，伊做箴言三十句，诗歌一千空五首。伊讲论草木， 对黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到树顶生的牛膝草，各江仑白琴招手，群众追逐。天的列王听起所罗门的智慧，就拢找人来听伊的智慧话。
感谢主，读了了。
Thank God that was done.
这个是真足真歹读的一段经文。
It was a very difficult passage to read.
读到迄字头差不多有准备要让咱真就拍夹安尼夹起来。
I think he is getting tongue-tied.
但是感谢主。头一堂第二堂计也 OK。
But thank God, both our readers today for first service and second service did a very good job.
因为因此 the chosen second generation.
They're the chosen second generation readers.
咱感谢上帝。
We thank God for that.
兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你呐看这段经文的时阵。
As we look at today's passage.
我感觉讲这个所罗门有今仔日。隆重是上帝恩典。
We understand, of course, that Solomon had what he had at that point because of God's grace.
你看到这个时阵，所罗门到底伊国度有什么款的恩典
？So, what kind of blessings were experienced by Solomon's kingdom at this point?
所以我爱咱有缘掀开咱的圣经，好不好
？I would like you to please turn to your Bible.
请恁一齐来对第四章里面，我甲大家看。
Open your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 4, and I would like to show you several depictions.
所以假设你若有圣经，请你掀开。
If you have your Bible, please open it.
你若将来若有法当带这款的圣经，更加好。
If you are able to bring your physical Bible, that's best, of course.
当然，有人咧用手机的圣经。
Some of us use our Bibles in our cell phones.
迄个唔是唔对。
That's not wrong.
但是你若掀开了，你若看真侪 message 入来吼，你真刺探。
But when you open your cell phone and you see all the notifications, you will get very tempted.
所以你若赢过刺探，你带来无问题。
If you are able to overcome those temptations, it's all right. Use your phone Bible.
那无，你会做带圣经来，你更加详细看上帝话。
Otherwise, it's even better to bring your physical Bible so that we can look at God's word together.
到底这个时阵，上帝和所罗门什么恩典
？What exactly were the blessings of God to Solomon and his kingdom？
请咱来看几项物件。第一
，Look at chapter 4. Let's look at several things.
请咱先看第四章二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
第四章二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
伊安尼讲，犹太人甲以色列人亲像海边的沙，遐尼多。
Verse 20 tells us, Judah and Israel were as many as the sand by the sea. They all ate and drank and were happy.
所以你看到这个时阵，上帝和这个以色列国一个真水的物件是啥物啊？以色列人，然后所有的犹太人，亲像海边的干呐。
So we see a very happy depiction of the kingdom at this point. The people of Judah and Israel were as many as the sand by the sea. And the precious thing is that they all ate and drank and were happy. To have so many people in the nation and all of them well provided for. Now that's a happy thing.
所以这个你也去看当时这所罗门的国度，上帝给他头一个这项恩典。
So this is a depiction of Solomon's kingdom and God, how God has blessed it.
第二个，
请
咱看二十一节
is in verse 21.
第二十一节里面，伊讲所罗门统管诸国，对大河到腓尼基的地，直到埃及的边界，所罗门在世的日子。这款的国拢进贡服侍了伊。
In verse 21, it says Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life.
所以换句话讲，你看嘛，伊的国吼已经扩大到一个地步，然后统治了诸国。
In other words, Solomon's kingdom had expanded their borders greatly.
然后你注意去看，有真侪国伫迄所在进贡。
And many other nations were bringing tribute to Solomon.
进贡的意思代表这个国服伫这个国下面，然后伊才有进贡。
For one nation to give tribute to another nation, it means to show subservience to the other nation.
所以，予咱看到原来哦，这个时阵上帝予所罗门这个国度哦，到一个地步偌强盛的一个国。
So, we see that at this time Solomon's kingdom was not only well provided for, it was very powerful.
So, 头一方面，上帝可以沽民安沽。然后吃饮快乐。
All the people prospered. They ate and drank and were happy.
然后第二，你看到伊国家强盛到一个地步，真侪国家来降服伫伊下面。
And the nation was so strong and so powerful that many other minor nations were paying tribute to it.
第三项。
Thirdly.
请你来直接看二十五节。
If you look at verse 25.
要第二十五节，伊就安尼讲。
Here's.
用所罗门在世日子，对但的别告别苏巴的犹太人及以色列人，拢伫该个葡萄树下及无花果树下安联徛起。
It says here that in Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree all the days of Solomon.
所以你这个所在，让你看第三百个多位，除了吃饮快乐以外
，We see here another depiction of the nation. Not only was it well provided for，
然后你也看到真侪国家幸福伫这个所罗门国度内面。
Not only was Solomon's kingdom very strong and powerful，
然后上时这个时阵，伊讲百姓以色列人、犹太人，拢伫葡萄树下。然后在无花果树下安联徛起。
We see here that the people were dwelling each under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and they were dwelling in security.
那是菲律宾来讲哦，就是全菲律宾人在 coconut tree 下面。然后安联徛起。
If we were to contextualize this to the Philippines, it would be every man under his own coconut tree enjoying himself.
所以换句话说，这个时阵，这个国家真平静呐。
In other words, the nation enjoyed security.
我问你，有吃有饮是重要。
Let me ask you, it's important, right, to have something to eat and drink.
但是呢，有安全。平安出入是另外一件代志。
But to feel a sense of security and safety in your going out and coming in, that's another thing.
这就美国有吃有饮无问题。
Such as in America today, people are eating and drinking a lot.
但是你的囡仔去读册，可能忽然间听见有人在那嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣，你会惊说死掉。
But you send your child to school, and there may be a school shooting, and then your child doesn't come home from school anymore.
啊，可能你这等者坐地铁，忽然间有听见爆炸的声音。
Maybe you're taking the subway and all of a sudden there is a bomb explosion and that's the end of it.
所以你看到讲百姓吃饮快乐是一项，因为我当吃手下面哦，底下安联徛起，我你讲这个是什么呀？真安心的一个角度。
So the people were not only eating and drinking and being happy, they were dwelling under their trees and living a very peaceful and tranquil lifestyle.
我话你讲，迄个是真爽嘅一件代志。
That is a very happy thing.
这是第三百度嘅。
That's the third depiction.
第四百嘅度嘅。
A fourth depiction of the nation.
请你来看第三十一节。
Is in verse 31.
是第三十一节内面，伊讲到所罗门嘅智慧超越即东方人及埃及人嘅一切智慧。伊嘅智慧赢过万人，赢过以苏拉人以谈。并马福的子希班甲各达大的智慧，伊的名声传扬到四围的列国。
It says Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all other men, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Calcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations.
所以换句话，上帝唔单单可以国度内面袂歹。
In other words.Not only was the nation blessed,
然后上帝以个人来讲，上帝给伊名声传扬到列国。
But Solomon, as an individual, also enjoyed a good reputation.
这个是上帝恩典给伊。
God blessed him with this.
然后甚至讲赢过当时的几个真出名的人。
He was so wise. In fact, the Bible says he is wiser than a few other people who were considered very wise.
所以代表伊是真什么？真有智慧者。
In other words.Solomon had great wisdom.
并且伊讲到亚各当时的东方及埃及人。
He was wiser than the people of the east and the people of Egypt.
因为伫迄个时阵，埃及王是一个强国、真牛的一个国。
Because at that time, Egypt was a great kingdom.
但是伊讲哇，伊名声亚各这块的名声。
But here it says that Solomon was even more famous than all these other people for wisdom.
这是第四百度的，你也看到。
This is the fourth depiction.
第五百度位，请您来看第三十二节。
A fifth depiction of the blessings they enjoyed at that time is in verse 32.
伊讲什么？伊做了箴言三千句， 诗歌一千零五首。
Verse 32 mentions that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs were
1,005.
God had blessed him with a prosperous and a peaceful country. More than that, he even had time to write proverbs. If your nation is in turmoil, you wouldn't have the time nor the mood to write proverbs.
就是感謝上帝，上帝給伊本身的生命，到落尾有寫箴言，寫詩歌。
But God had given Solomon such blessing that he was able to write a lot of proverbs and songs.
所以感謝主，你到今仔日，我到今仔日有機會讀什麼？读箴言，读传道书，你知？
And today we are beneficiaries of that because we are still reading the proverbs and the songs of Solomon.
所以你看到上帝何这个时阵的所罗门的国度遐尼侪稳定。
So we see that God had blessed this kingdom with so many good things.
你看五百多位。
Five depictions.
百姓食饮快乐。
People were eating and drinking and being happy.
強盛，真多國就進攻。
The nation was powerful, so that other nations were bringing tribute to it. 然
後在國內裡面，這個治安各行真好勢。
In the land, they were enjoying peace and security.
第四行，伊家己的名聲傳揚到列國。
Solomon himself was famous among the nations.
然後另外方面，有時間寫了箴言及詩歌。
And he had the time and the wisdom to write proverbs and songs for the benefit of later generations. But why was it that Solomon was able to do that? Well, last week I have contemplated with you the reasons. The reasons were first that Solomon loved the Lord.
Then, in the second place, he prayed at the time.求上帝用伊做人的祝福。
And the second thing was Solomon did not ask for himself, but he asked that God will make him a blessing to others.
然后伊个会晓伫落尾上帝吩咐伊，就遵守上帝诫命。
God also commanded Solomon to walk in his ways, and Solomon did that.
这个是三项真重要的原因，然后让所罗门得到稳定。
Those were the reasons why Solomon was.Blessed in such manner. Now, the author of 1 Kings, want to show Solomon's wisdom and how he wisely ruled the nation, and that's why he put the two records.Side by side.
然后头一百道话是一个真小的道话，真详细的一个真极小的一个道话。
He recorded Solomon's wisdom from a microscopic perspective.
然后另外一百个道话是一个大的角度的道话。
And today we see that he is showing Solomon's wisdom from a macroscopic perspective.
所以一个是 micro， 一个是 macro， 两个角度。
A microscopic and a macroscopic perspective.
那个水道话是正正咱有捌读过的经文。这个所罗门审判两个记录，伊个囡仔死，迄人代志。
On the more minute level, in the details, last week we've seen how Solomon judged two women very wisely.
你看嘛，因为两个记录，然后有其中一个死，然后迄个死去诶，这个妈妈将另外一个囡仔带出来，占据家己的。
Remember the account of the two women fighting over one live child and.Saying that the dead child belongs to the other one.
然后罗贝所罗门真有智慧讲，那无哦，要平均分哦，将这囡仔该打死。
And Solomon said that he will divide the living child among the two.
然后迄个正妈妈当然为着这个囡仔未死，讲咩，我送伊吼。
The true mother, of course, would not let that happen. She would rather give up the child.
所以呢，所罗门就判讲什么？这个囡仔是归乎这个亲的妈妈身边。
And with that, Solomon was able to determine who was the true mother of the child.
所以这个是一个真正小的一个角度来看所罗门的地位。
Now that is looking at Solomon's wisdom on a microscopic level, on a small incident.
然后在第四章呢，然后这个作者就将另外一个大的道话，给咱看出什么？所罗门的智慧。
In chapter 4, there is a contrast in that the author wants to show us Solomon's wisdom on a macroscopic level, on the national level. How Solomon showed his wisdom in ruling the nation. And here in chapter 4, I would like to share with you three things. First, Solomon assigned all these officers because he knew his own limits. One sign of wisdom is to know one's own limits. If a person is wise, he knows that he is a finite being. When God created man, man was finite. Only God is infinite. Other than him, everyone else is finite. Now when God created man, he created Adam. He asked man to rule over the world. God made all things and he saw that all things were good. But there was one thing that God said was not good. God said, it's not good for man to be alone. And that is why God said, I will make for him a helper.
So in this place,
and so God created a woman to help the man. So it means the man needed help.
So God
has created women so that they see all the details. And men tend to see the big picture. Men often see the big picture, but they cannot attend to the details. Now, women are a lot more careful and they see the details and they could help the man. So even in his creation, man was already finite. He needed help. But when man sinned, man wanted to take the place of God.
So
to take the place of God, man wants to feel infinite.
因为他说我因为撒旦就试探他说什么你若吃了分别神恶果子成为果子你就亲像上帝撒旦。Remember
how Satan tempted Adam and Eve? Satan said, if you eat this fruit, you will be like God.
所以这个时候人特别感觉他咬咬。
So man has a tendency to think he is smarter than he is.
我们每个人特别感觉我咬咬我也不会坏我能控制东西。
We all have the tendency to think we are good, we are wise, and we are in control of things.
但是我们了解一下
But we have to understand, as human beings, we are always finite. And a wise person will recognize that, will acknowledge his finitude, and will allow others to help. If you feel you're infinite, then you want to do everything.
所以你中国人有出的说什么哎呀我若要有那个狗我有那个标准大家人就创跟我三等
The Chinese often make themselves the standard and everyone else has to measure up to my standard.
所以到后面你会变成什么车狗不如自己走
And the Chinese like to say it is better for me to do the task myself than to ask some dogs to do it.
对吧? 说代表什么说哎呀你最后没有狗我六次我来了
In a way that means everyone else is foolish like dogs and I might as well do it myself.
那是安逸的时候,
when we see that,
我相信,
when we think that and we try to do everything, then we will die sooner.
日本人写了一本书,
there is a Japanese author who wrote a book.
然后这本书的题目很有趣,
the title of which is,
他说不懂带人你就做到死。
If you don't delegate, you're going to die sooner.
没有,你若没有带领人来去做,到后面你只是,你会死。
That's the gist of the book. Delegate or die sooner.
我觉得人就明白我们是 有智慧的时阵，咱知影，哎，我有我的约束，我有我的有限。
One sign of wisdom is to recognize our own limits.
所以你看到摩西本身。
Now Moses himself was a wise man.
但是你会记得，当伊带那百姓离开了的时阵，伊就管理隆重啊！我跟你讲，也是啊。
But remember when he after he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he was trying to handle all these people, and he could have died sooner.
但是你会记得，伊的丈人甲伊讲一句。
If not.For his father-in-law's advice. His father-in-law told him, you can't do that. You cannot possibly do everything. You need to appoint people under you who will lead smaller pockets of people. So, one sign of wisdom is to know our own limits and to allow others to participate in
your当你若会晓分配落去的时阵，这个空中，这个长久较有可能。
When you are able to delegate and to give the job to others, then the whole work will continue to grow and expand.
耶稣本身是全能的上帝。
Jesus himself was God. He was infinite.
伊来到这个世界的时候
，But when he came to earth,
伊又完掉十二个门徒，你看到吗
？He still took upon himself.12 disciples.
为什么要叫十二个门徒？
Why would he find 12 disciples?
因为伊看到一点真重要的事。
Because Jesus understood something important.
因为伊知影上帝呼伊的使命，有一日伊要离开世界。
Jesus knew his mission for coming to earth, and he knew that one day he would have to leave.
伊清楚看到一点。
He knew that.
所以拣十二个门徒。
So he took 12 disciples.
有了这十二个门徒，一日上帝叫伊去天顶的时阵。这十二门徒继续将上帝大使命干呐，继续带落去。
And after Jesus went back to heaven, the 12 disciples continued on the work that Jesus started.
所以呢，这个你看所罗门哦，到落尾这个国家呢好势，因为伊会晓干呐，看到自己的有限。
So you see that Solomon's nation kept on growing because Solomon recognized his own limits.
这是第一点，咱看出所罗门的智慧。
This is the first sign of Solomon's wisdom.
第二项。你看到所罗门的智慧，除了伊看到家己有限以外，伊会晓干呐分配工作真好势。
Besides acknowledging his own limits, Solomon was able to work with a lot of people and appoint them in the proper place.
再讲，你着将对的人安排伫对的所在。
A wise leader will put the right people in the right place.
你若将唔对的人放伫唔对的所在，我你讲啊，世界大乱啊。
If you put the wrong people in the wrong places, then it will create chaos.
我头阵啊，我问天一个问题。
This morning I was asking Tian.
然后因为我一日我甲贤士讲一句话的。
One day, Hensi and I were discussing.
伊讲假使吼，阮将阮现在马来文的团队人啊。
We said, among all the pastors we have in Malabon.
因为阮每一个人有安排无同的组内面事项。
Each one of us is in a different ministry department.
亲像 Christine 伫 care.
Pastor Christine is in care department.
然后亲像 Terence 是伫 teaching.
Reverend Terence is in teaching department.
Bonnie 是伫 worship.
Pastor Bonnie is in worship department.
我现在伫 gospel.
I am in the gospel department.
然后我讲一日哦，阮将专人给吵起来。
And I was asking him, see if one day we could just switch these people around.
然后我问天啊 ，What will happen?
And I asked Tian, What do you think would happen?
然后天给我答一个真趣味一个答案。
Tian gave me a very interesting answer.
有可能哈、哦。会变作真正好，那无规个 collapse。
He said it could be that all the work would magically expand, or it would just collapse.
因为人家说客唔对，就咱就死了了，你明白吗
？Because if the wrong people are in the wrong places, then it will be chaotic.
你其实每一个人哦，分配工作哦，伊是对人对所在。
Every person has his place, and a wise leader places them in.Their own place.
你知影人哦，有两类啊。
You know there are two types of people.
那有一股类哈，伊是属于叫做事工型的类。
Some are called task-oriented people.
那另外一款类哦，是叫做人 people-oriented， 用人啊，甲人诶迄款诶温素诶人。
Some are people-oriented.
你知影两款人。
Now there are two types of people.
有一個人哦, 哇, 对工作, 你若教一份工作,他没插到人哦,
if they're task oriented, they want to do their job very well. They attend to their work without even minding about other people.
啊,
in our church, there are people like that.
啊, 其中一个, 啊, 秀提兄,
one of them is our brother Teddy.
哇,我,那秀提兄, 他,
he handles everything, every work very well.
但是你若出去接大家, 我看他害死他啊,
but if you ask him to be diplomatic and go out and greet everybody, he would have a difficult time.
但是哦, 你若假使哦, 有个人是, you're people oriented.
On the other hand, you have people who are people oriented.
啊, 你必须跟人接触, 他没问题啊,
they interact with people very happily.
所以你有, 你看, 大家人的运势不同啊,
so every person is gifted differently.
就像有一次, 啊, 有一个公司, 啊, 有一个人专门来负责扫射。
There was a company where one worker was in charge of picking up after the other people.
但是这个人本身啊,
now this person
然后做了十年,真忠心做夜工,
was very faithful in picking up, cleaning the place.
所以头家看到这个都不错。
And the boss saw that.
然后他就跟他说, 既然做了十年那么忠心, 我给你
he appreciated this worker, and the boss said, I am going to promote you.
然后做什么呢?
To promote him to the position
最管过的扫射的工人,
of supervising five other picker-uppers.
所以变成 supervisor,
so he is now supervising five other people who are picking up after other people.
要做了半年,
and after 6 months,
要这个人跟头家说, 头家啊, 我要辞职了,
this man goes to the boss and says, I want to resign.
那头家就问他,
and the boss was puzzled, why do you want to resign?
他说, 我管粪扫跟鬼, 我管人真恶啊,
he says, because trash is a lot easier to handle than people.
有啊, 啊, 我若假使, 我假使啊, 我看这个粪扫, 我要滴, 我要停, 也过,
I used to pick up trash, I can decide what to do with them, to keep, to toss.
难道你要管人啊, 就人会给你看他的面色, 你知道吗?
But it is much harder to handle people and to supervise people.
所以就说, 我没要管, 我没要管这样,
and he didn't want to deal with that.
但是我感觉有智慧的人, 他安排真好势。
So every person is different, and a wise leader will put every person in his right place.
你看所罗门怎么安排?
Now, how did Solomon assign these people?
请你看整段经文, 你来看一百个图好吗?
Let's put it in a chart like this.
Now, 你若假使看这个图, 你会看到第四章里面, 这个所罗门分配什么样的分配?
When you look at this chart, you see the different officers that Solomon had appointed.
大体上分成三个部分。
Basically, they're in three categories.
一个是宗教,
one is religious,
一个是军官,
one is military,
另外一个是文官类的,
and one is administrative.
所以他将这个问题分成三部分。
And so Solomon handled all his affairs through these three departments.
啊, 你看到有这些, 有这些长, 然后有那些役用的这些,
for religious affairs, he had appointed the priest, chief priest, and advising priest.
然后你看英文好不好? 为了方便, 请你看英文。
In English, we see the priest, the chief priest, and the priest and advisor.
然后也有分这军官,
and also, there were military affairs.
然后他这所在又分这文官,
and administrative affairs.
然后这文官里面有书记,
he had secretaries.
然后这书记是专门退王颁发命令的一个人,
the secretaries were the ones in charge of issuing the decrees from the king.
然后他这所在有一个书官是专门记载历史的进展,
there was a recorder who was in charge of taking the writing down history.
然后你也看到这个所在有政略长,
and there was someone who is in charge of all the officers.
然后这个是专门负责这个十二个官吏的这个官员,
he is the one in charge of the 12 parties who were to provide for the king.
然后你看到这个所在也包括了这个家宅,
and there was a palace officer.
然后专门管理这个王宫里面的杂志的事情,
he of course had to handle all the things needed in the palace.
然后其实到罗马有人负责掌管 迄个奴仆嘅人。
There was also someone supervising all the slaves, the servants.
所以你看到即个所罗门真有智慧吼。因为我无法当详细甲逐一个一个甲你入去看。
Of course, we will not look at them one by one.
但是你看到伊有真有智慧，将对的人放伫对的所在。
But Solomon had such wisdom that he put the right people in the right place.
我你讲，逐项代志，你在时有对的人用伫对的所在，然后工作创好势。
You know, when you put the right person in his right place, then it will be, he will be very effective.
亲像菲律宾总统。
Like our president.
我跟你讲哦，伊Davao现在真平静。
You know, in Davao, he did a good job, and Davao is now a very good city.
然后我相信这个总统Duterte本身，伊有迄个political will。
Our President Duterte, I believe he has the political will.
但是伊在Davao创好势，我跟你讲，伊用到一个人。
But the fact that he was able to do well in Davao was because he used the right people.
这个人是啥啊？
The right person, in fact, and.
这是叫做巴多嘛
？His name is 巴多。
啊，那个无头毛，那个石头，那个。
巴多，bald guy。
对吧？伊是又要创，但是伊无可能叫伊家己去创代志啦。
It is through this person that President Duterte was able to rule Davao very well.
但是伊这是都有人用着，人用着所在。
He had to have the right people in the right places.
至少你明白，当然我无要讲到伊即个家庭好啊无好，我唔讲这样
子。Of course, I'm not commenting on whether his process and his ways of ruling are good or bad.
但是我要可能看到讲，原来一个人工作要成无成，在此都有对人底下啦。
But my point is, for something to happen, you have to have the right people in the right places.
但是要找对人，要怎找？
But how do you find the right people?
你知影找对人哦，有两款的角度落去找。
You know there are two ways to find the right people.
那第几要有？后一个角度吼，你就看到有缘人有迄个温素。
First is you seek out people who have the gifts, the talents.
但是有缘人是有迄个温素。
There are some people who are talented for certain things.
但是伊若有迄个温素，你将这个人推来，然后加上这个人若有心，这个人做真好。
When they're good at something and they mean well, they want to do their best, then they are right in that.
所以我逐摆讲 gifts plus passion.
So if this person has the gift and he has the passion for something, it will be done well.
伊若有迄个温素，但是无迄个欲望去创，创无好势。
If he has the gift but he does not have the passion, it still wouldn't work.
就这两个合起来，够我当创物件。
But when someone is gifted and that someone is also impassioned for something,
你找到人就找这两项，伊就有。
And so you have to find someone with gift and passion.
但是呢？有缘人有时阵哦，伊无迄个温素。
But there's a second way to go about it. It's that sometimes you see a person who is apparently not gifted.
真像咱无逐个人皆有温素。
Not all of us have apparent gifts.
但是上帝有予咱逐个人在心有温素。
But God does give everyone gifts.
但是唔是逐个人皆有隆重的温素。
But not everyone has all the gifts.
所以有时阵上帝要叫你做一项。
Now, sometimes God wants you to do something.
你无温素，你要怎样？
What if you don't have the
ability?
What if you're not talented for it? You don't have the abilities.
有两项。
There are two things.
但是当你相信无的时，你感觉你无的时。
You might feel you don't have the gift.
但是上帝好你。
God.
一个职位。
But God assigns you to do certain things.
我跟你讲，唔能先提示。
If God is asking you to do something, don't refuse as yet.
因为吼，原来上帝做代志吼。有一部分上帝用你温素来去完成。
Don't say no right away, because God can work in different ways. God can use your talent to accomplish something.
但是有时阵上帝安排你迄职位了，上帝才将温素给你。
But sometimes God gives you the task first, and then He will give the accompanying gifts needed.
有时阵上帝用你已经有温素，上帝用你。
Sometimes God uses your existing gifts.
有阵时阵你无迄个温素。
Sometimes you might not seem to have the gift.
但是上帝叫你来做迄个。
But if God is asking you to do something,
上帝会予你迄个温素来完成迄个。
God will give you the ability to finish.
所以我感觉你唔当限制上帝。
So don't limit God.
啊，亲像我本身。
Like in my case.
啊，我。在 BSOP 的时
候 When I was in BSOP
我们固定在时就参加诗班
It was mandatory that everyone must be in the choir
边头一个我每个礼拜是边头是一个全校第一位
Next to me in the choir was someone who was the shortest in the school.
It's Hensi's
uncle.
He's
the shortest male student. I was the second shortest male student. So I was standing next to him. Well, he was very good in singing.
So when I was standing next to him,
so whenever I was with him, I just followed him along. But when he was absent, then I couldn't do anything. I didn't know what to sing. I would go out of tune. I wasn't, of course, the worst singer. I could carry a tune to a certain extent, but sometimes I go out. Later, I came to Malabon and I also joined the choir, but after a period of doing it, I recognized that that was my limit and I had to leave the choir. But when it comes to preaching, I have always loved to preach, but I didn't like to teach. You know, teaching is different from preaching. When you teach, you have to face a lot of problems. When you preach, you just preach your message and then you can run away. You can preach and then you can go hide somewhere. But when you teach, you have to handle all the students' questions. One time when I was a student, I kept asking questions of the teacher. I asked so many questions that the teacher was honestly annoyed.
So I was thinking,
So I could just imagine the day when I'm teaching and my students would annoy me the same way. They would keep asking questions.
So
I didn't want to teach. I like to preach. I didn't want to teach.
那问题哦, 上帝说你做牧师啊,
but God called me to be a pastor.
牧师,你若注意起我一副所书哦, pastors and teacher, 两行是最对的啊。
And if you look at the book of Ephesians, the gift of teaching and the gift of preaching go hand in hand.
所以我就乖乖地学了。
So I had to learn to teach.
开始乖乖慢慢去学。
I had to learn to gradually.
所以呢，在马来本我就乖乖地学习教ABC啊。
So in Malabon, I have to learn to teach ABC.
你明白吗？所以有时阵哦，诶，有这个恩赐，上帝叫我底下咯。
And so sometimes we already have the gifts and the talents, and God uses them. But sometimes God calls us first, and when we respond, He gives us the gift. So when we are leaders, we have to detect how God is working. And put the right people in the right place. But when we are the ones chosen to do certain things, we should not just close off opportunities right away because we feel we are unable or ungifted because God just might give you the gift. And if it turns out to be proven that we don't have the gift, it's all right. Such as in my case, I'm not in the choir any longer because I don't have what it takes. I could sing in a memorial service because when they sing slowly, I can catch up. But I can't sing fast. I can't follow along. A while ago, we had a fast song and I couldn't even follow. It's all right. But a wise leader will put the right people in the right places.
The
third thing we learn.
伊也要将工作分配也好些以外，伊建立一个真好的制度。
A third sign of wisdom is besides knowing one's limits and working with others, organizing a system.
然后你若假使你看规个第四章的时阵
，If you look at the whole of chapter four,
你会看到三项物件出来。
We see three things.
伊会看到讲，诶，无上工作，无上安排。
There are different orders to different tasks.
你看，无上安排宗教组，然后这个所在工作人事组无上的安排。
You see the three departments of Solomon's officials.
这个是一个制度啊。
The religious and the military and the administrative and this is a system.
那第二项哦。又安排了十二个官吏，然后逐个日供应，何王有够热情。
We can see also that there were 12 different officers appointed to make provision for Solomon and the palace.
你看啦，所以真有处处，你若叫一个人做十二个，你另外也死啦。
And of course, one person cannot do that for 12 months.
那假使哦，那假使十二个你拢一个所在负责，人会看啦。
People will be overburdened if the provision for the king came from the same place all 12 months. But Solomon had it arranged that every locality will provide for the king 1 month out of the year. A third thing, Solomon had appointed supervisors of various levels.
所以你看到讲，原来所罗门哦，伊除了工作安排了以后，伊设立一个好的制度。
So besides putting the right people in the right places, Solomon also installed a good system where things can run on their own.
我跟你讲，制度有时阵较长久。
You know, some systems are meant to be more permanent.
但是有时阵你来用人做标准，那个人若换龙就换了了。
But some systems.Keep changing when the people change.
但是咱知影制度本身会较保留较久淡薄。
But we know that a good system will stay longer.
所以我跟你讲，有智慧的人是会晓设立几个好的制度。
So a wise person will make a wise system.
但是你得了解。
But you have to understand.
在无常的文化里面，你得会晓应。看透伊文化，你设立制度。
That you have to understand the culture of an organization or a place before you can put in place a good system.
那伫菲律宾真头疼。
In the Philippines, for example, we have a big problem.
那咱来菲律宾哦，一日食伤过侪顿，你知无
？In the Philippines, we have a culture of eating many meals a day.
早餐一顿。
There's the breakfast.
然后十点就连达吧。
And you have a morning coffee break.
然后等一个日头一顿。
You have lunch.
然后暗晡加只点心一顿。
And then there's the afternoon coffee break.
然后暗暝倒来吃。
And then there's the dinner.
那加只宵夜一个，说变六顿，你知无
？And there's the midnight snack. So we have so many meals.
我跟你讲，在外国有人做工无这个啦。
But in foreign places, in foreign companies, workers just work all day without taking so many breaks. They work from 8 to 12.
然后有时阵暗晡。就是八点钟，给你，伊个制度就是很简单。
And then they work the whole afternoon. They don't keep taking breaks. That's their system.
所以伊个制度，你都会好设立起来。
So we have to know how to set up a good system.
然后有一个公司也出名。
There is a very interesting company.
然后这个公司吼，看到有真侪人咧跋草的时阵啊。
The company realizes that a lot of people are not doing their best.
是专门走去倒咯，厕所。
The people are not really working hard. They would go hide in the washroom.
然后哦，这个公司就创了一项真特别的代志。
And they made a new system.
然后这个制度是什么
？And what's the system?
那一个人入去厕所咧
？If a person is in the washroom,
五分钟无出来
，for longer than 5 minutes,
然后伊有一个物件自动关起来。
There's a mechanism that would automatically lock the door.
So, 换一回你入去厕所五分钟哦，你若无出来，这个门会干哪？会甲你关起来。
So, if you go to the washroom for more than 5 minutes, you would get locked in.
所以哦，你若要出来，你就叫人甲你发出。你若每一摆叫人，人知影你伫内边偌久咯，五分钟咯。
And it's all right. You just have to call for someone to get you out. But every time you do that, people would know that you have stayed in there for a long time.
我咧想哦，那这个制度那是菲律宾哦。
If that system were to be put in place in the Philippines, a lot of people would be locked in.
你知影？伫我最近旧年，即、這个是旧年，我看真侪日本人写的册。
It happened that last year I read many books by Japanese authors.
然后有一卷册。
There was another book.
但是我头前我不提。唯有带领人，你会做到死。
And in the book that I mentioned a while ago, entitled "Delegate or Die Sooner."
然后伊看到人的心是一项。
This person said that it is one thing for people to mean well.
我要看人的行动赢过用心。
But it is another thing to do well, and I want people to do well more than mean well.
你知影有真侪人讲。叫伊做，伊无咧做。伊讲我尽力落去，我有心做。
You know, sometimes you delegate a task and the person doesn't really do it, but they say I've tried my best.
然后你甲你讲一摆喊喊。
Well, it's all right if that only happens once.
逐摆人甲你讲，哎，我有心做，但是无做出来。
But if the person tells you every time I've done my best, but he's not doing well.
我甲你讲，即款人怎话，你就该调走了啦。
Then you have to put that person in another place.
所以因为这个公司看重人，哎，唔是心难呀，你也着有些什么
In this company, they value not only meaning well, but really doing well. There was another book I read by another Japanese author, and the system is...
Yeah.是叫做无加班的制度。
The system is called zero OT.
然后，所以这本册的名叫做《零加班，业绩才能长虹》啊。
So the name of the book is How to Prosper Your Company by Having Zero Overtime.
哇 ，zero overtime， what 不
？No overtime. Can your company perform like that？
菲律宾吼也爱 overtime。
Here in the Philippines, our workers love overtime.
因为那 overtime 就有加做什么呀？啊，加做 overtime pay。
Because they have more pay if they do overtime.
但是哦，这个公司看透这点，讲无 overtime。
But in this company, they put in order a system where there is no overtime.
然后你讲你一滴你好你的时间诶，内面你要达到迄个我爱你达到的。
But they want their workers to reach a certain standard all within regular working time.
然后你做，伊咧行牛六法，你若无从，你一日你就抓了。
And you just have to perform up to that. If you can't perform, you have to leave.
所以你看，我要讲的一句话是讲，无神的所在，你就用无神的制度来给帮衬起来。
But I'm just saying that in different places and different cultures, you have to manage with different systems.
然后，迄个制度若好，然后到落尾会帮衬规个物件真好。
If the system is well suited, then it will increase performance.
我相信家庭有家庭的制度。
It's the same with a family. Every family has their own different policies.
生理有生理的制度。
In our company, we each have different policies.
教会有教会的制度。
In every church, there is different policies.
然后是无神的制度，然后设立好势，然后让各项物件好好进行。
And in different organizations, there are different policies, different systems that are, and if they're good, they will run on their own.
但是你看到所罗门有迄个智慧，底下安排非常好。
And that's precisely what Solomon did. He set up a good system that could run smoothly.
伊看到家己有限。
He recognized his own limits.
然后伊到落尾有智慧安排工作。
And he
对的人用在对的所在。
He had the wisdom to appoint the right people in the right places.
然后上司到落尾设立一个好的制度起来。
And he set up a good system that runs smoothly.
然后到落尾，你会看到这个国家百姓，大家人安。
The result is the depictions that we saw at the beginning of this sermon. People were eating and drinking and being happy. And the country, the nation was powerful. And the land was secure.
Then you see his name was increased, and there was time to write what?
Solomon was famous for his wisdom, and he even had time to write proverbs and poetry.
我相信伊这个智慧，你有法当用。
Now, I believe we can learn to be wise from Solomon.
但是会记得。
But remember,
唔通无听上帝。
Do not lose our love for God.
唔通无关心人求着的物件，
Do not forget to ask for the right things from God so that we might be blessing to others. Do not forget to walk in the ways of the Lord. Otherwise, God would not bless us the same way He blessed Solomon.
All the things of God.
May God grant us wisdom to finish the tasks that He has given to us.
感謝上帝，伊伫这所在讲，所罗门的智慧。
It says in the Bible that Solomon was wiser than all the people of the East and the people of Egypt. I don't know if the people of the East included China. If it didn't include China, maybe we can be wiser than Solomon. When we walk in the way of the Lord, let us pray.天父上帝，感謝你，借着所羅門王啊，嗰一拜來提醒阮，來教示阮，互阮做做聽主，做做啊求主，互阮正做別人的祝福，做做行上帝的道的時準，你就舒服互阮，求主幫助阮，互阮也是做智慧的人，親像所羅門同款，互阮知影家己的有限，互阮會曉甲別人分工合作，互阮也是會曉好好建立啊一個好的制度。借着安尼，阮好通好好管理你所交付阮的人啊是事，无论是阮的家庭，无论是阮的公司，无论是阮的事工，无论是阮的教会，无论是阮的阮的学堂，阮的工厂啊，无论你交付阮伫虾米款的岗位顶面，互阮拢有法通忠心啊，尽阮的本分来服侍主，来荣耀主，安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。